Now, in this broadcast, we want to speak of the door that God opened. You know, in the book of Revelation, we read of the door that God opened and no man could shut. Now, in bringing these broadcasts, we want you to know this, that we believe in the divine origin, the divine authority, the impeccability, the infallibility, the inspiration of the Bible, accepting the Bible as God's own eternal truth. And we believe in evangelical Christianity. We not only want to be orthodox and evangelical in the head, but evangelistic on our feet as we go out to give the Word of God, preaching the gospel of the grace of God and the ministry of reconciliation. So we believe in the virgin birth and eternal deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, of salvation by the infinite matchless grace of God through faith in the perfect redemptive work of the perfect Christ. And we do believe, as the Bible teaches, that during this age of grace, God has one and only one true Bible church. Now, in the book of Acts, at the 14th chapter, we have this statement. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how God had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. How God opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Now, this was some years after the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. After his death and resurrection, Paul tells us in Acts 22:21, that when he was in the temple at Jerusalem, the Lord Jesus in a vision appeared to him and said to him, Paul, I'm going to send you far hence unto the Gentile. I'm going to send you far hence unto the Gentile. Now in Romans 11:15-13, we learn this, that the apostle Paul said, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. And he said, because God has set aside his chosen nation, the Gentiles have the opportunity and privilege of receiving the message of reconciliation. So the apostle Paul went out. And you remember, if you have studied the book of Acts, that we have recorded there three or four of the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. After he returned to Antioch, after his first missionary journey, he gathered the people together and told them how God had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Now, this is a wonderful thought, that God opened the door. You know what a door is. It's a place where you enter into a house. Now, God is building a house today, and that house is called the Church of God, and it is called the House of God. It's called the Household of Faith, and it's called the Household of God. It is also called the Body of Christ. And when you're saved, the very moment you're saved, you become a member of the body of Christ. Not inducted by some group of church officers, but by Almighty God Himself. He is the only one who can receive you into the true church, the Bible church, which primarily is not an organization, but an organism. While we're told that we're all baptized by one Spirit into one body. And there is one Spirit, and there is one body, and there is one baptism. Now the Lord opened the door. You know, ritualism teaches that you join the church to find Christ. But the Bible teaches that when you have found Christ, you are in the church. The very moment you come by faith to Calvary and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you are cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you then and there are baptized into Christ, into the death of Christ, into the body of Christ, and you're buried, and you're raised, you're risen, you're ascended, and you're seated in the heavenlies, and there blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. Now after that, if you become identified with some church organization, that may be a very profitable and blessed thing to do. But my dear friends, that's not joining the church. You become joined to Christ when you are born from above, or when you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now we thank God that He opened that door and no man can shut it. We're living in the day of grace. And if you are a messenger of the grace of God and a steward of the mysteries of God, then it is your duty and my duty not to put any religious timbers in front of that wonderful door of faith, but to stand aside and point poor lost sinners to that open door, telling them that for 1900 years, yea, more than 1900 years, that door has been opened. God opened that door. And now the door is still open, and by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The Lord Jesus Christ purchased the church of God with His own blood. He shed His precious blood on the cross, and when He died, He cried, "Finished." He then and there put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. And this man, after he'd offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. And thank God we're not serving a dead Christ, but a living, glorified Christ. Now the door is wide open, but we have some very solemn words in the 13th chapter of Luke. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door. Yes, the same Lord who opened the door of faith someday will shut that door. You remember how God shut the door? When He shut Noah into the ark and He shut those poor ungodly sinners out? Well, just remember the time is coming when the Lord is going to shut the door. Then shall ye begin to say, "We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets." And he shall say, "I tell you that I know not whence ye were. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." How blessed it is to hear the word of grace today and believe what God says, that the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. And Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man. Now we testify that He's the Savior of the world. Wouldn't you like to become a member of the body of Christ? Wouldn't you like to enter this open door? Christ Himself said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." There is none other name except the name of the Lord Jesus given under heaven and among men whereby we must be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now we want you to tell others of these broadcasts if you will. We'll appreciate it very much. And if you'd like to have a message that we have in print entitled The God's Salvation and God's Church, we'd be very glad to send it to you free of cost. Now remember, the address, Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue in Chicago.